This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Because we are hanging out with the chairperson of council, Wasema Ngosuthu University of Technology, Dr. Mosidi Magaye, is joining us in studio this morning to speak about this huge, huge, huge achievement by MUT. So I'm not going to waste any time. I'm just going to go straight to the UDoc, Dr. Mosidi Magaye, as she is joining us at the moment. Doc, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Gelese, and your listeners of MUT Radio. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Doc. And indeed, it is a happy Friday as we are celebrating this huge achievement at MUT. Maybe if you can just tell us how you feel, Doc, about this positive outcome of the audit.
Oh, I'm very happy. I am extremely delighted that we are here. If you'd recall, colleagues, when we joined MUT in 2025, we had to deal with the annual financial statements of 2024, which ended up with a disclaimer of an audit opinion. And today I'm coming with good news. We have turned the corner. And I'm very delighted and relieved that we are finally beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Obviously, the credit should be going to the interim vice chancellor and principal, Prof. Songa, together with her management team, the staff and students, because it is really a collective effort. It was their unwavering commitment, tireless efforts in improving the university's audit outcome. We are all happy, even the council.
Definitely, Doc. And now, as the chairperson of council, how significant is it, is this unqualified audit opinion in the history of Mangosuthu University of Technology?
To us, it's a significant achievement, and I'll tell you why. We are talking here about a university that just came out of administration, and you come in as a new council, and you get a disclaimer. Now, with this achievement, it really reflects that we have now strengthened our internal controls, our commitment to sound governance, and it really shows that we are working as a collective in restoring the confidence of the university's financial management and accountability.
Wow.
So we are seeing the light.
Definitely, we are seeing the light, Doc. Now, on a statement that you released, I think it was on the 4th of August, releasing to the university community, you emphasized the role of collective leadership. If I may ask, Doc, how important was collaboration between council, the management of the university, and even staff in achieving this huge milestone?
You know, we cannot do it alone as a council. This achievement is really about all hands on deck approach. Therefore, as the council, we are quite happy to see where we are today, because this milestone is a true testament of strong collaboration between the council and management, the dedication of our staff, and shared commitment to strengthening governance, accountability, and institutional performance. And it also reflects that this council, their main focus has mainly been on good governance, effective oversight, and successful implementation of our turnaround strategy. And it has yielded the fruits, thanks to the CFO and his team.
Definitely. Thanks to the management. Indeed, Doc. And what message does this achievement now send to, you know, government, even funding partners and the higher education sector about Mangosuthu University of Technology?
You know, if you recall, we are a public university. So as a public university, we get our funding from government.
Yes.
And therefore, on an annual basis, external auditors do come through to check if the utilization of their finances are really handled properly and we spend their money in a prudent manner. And therefore, with this achievement, it brings about confidence to all of our stakeholders, including government, that at Banco Sutu University of Technology, when we give them money, they are able to spend it as they are supposed to. It gives confidence to our stakeholders that we have finally turned the corner and we are firmly on the path to recovery. It signals that the university's reputation is being restored and reinforces the confidence in our governance structures, all of them. You're talking IF, you're talking labor, you're talking student leadership, EMC. We are all working together as a collective.
Definitely, Doc. Now, I know the university has a very exciting long-term vision, which is Ignite 2030 strategy. And I know that this achievement aligns very well with the Ignite 2030 strategy. Maybe how does good financial governments or governance rather support the university's long-term vision?
Look, this is just the beginning. There's still more to be done. If you'd recall, when we launched the Ignite 2030, we had put some monies aside. It was about the pledge of about 2 million to say those academics who would like to get involved into research, this is the seed fund to get them going. So if we are able to demonstrate that we are able to take care of our finances, we will then be in a position to then focus on the performance of the university other than just finances. I'll give you an example. We have just filled most of our senior positions. To you as students, you probably have figured that something different is happening. You now have a fully fledged online student registration.
Yes.
These are some of the achievements that you are still going to see going forward as we are growing.
Wow.
So Ignite 2030, it's happening.
It is indeed happening, Doc. In case you have just joined us, we're speaking with the chairperson of MUT Council, Dr. Mosidi Mogai, in celebration of this huge achievement of unqualified audit opinion by the Manuel Kosutu University of Technology. Now, I know, Doc, as a council, you have recognized the contributions of various committees, including the Audit and Risk Committee, as well as the Finance and Investment Committee. What is the role played by these structures in driving accountability within a university?
Mr. Kelese, governance is very different and it's very difficult. Let me put it to you. All of these committees of council have contributed to this achievement by providing serious oversight, in particular, the Audit and Risk Committee and the Finance and Investment Committees. And I would like to say to all of them, thank you very much, because I know it was not an individual performance, but this is a collective wisdom, all hands on deck, in making sure that today we are all smiling and happy for this achievement.
Yes, Doc. And I know that I caught you in between your lunch breaks and your meetings, Doc, so I don't want to hold you for long. Maybe just last two questions and I'm going to combine them together. What lessons, Doc, do you think other higher education institutions can learn from this MUT's transformation, as well as your final message now to share to the entire community as the university celebrates this historic achievement while looking towards the future?
I believe in collaborative approach and teamwork. If we work together as a team, our collective wisdom will take this university far. And when I reflect on where we are coming from to where we are today, it is indeed true that it is the collective wisdom and believing in one another that we are here today. Now, this good news, we are coming to you at the right time of the month. This is a Women's Month. it couldn't have been a better time to share this achievement.
Yes.
That we have turned the corner. And I am especially delighted to share that here at MUT, we are led by women, including Professor Solna, as the interim vice chancellor and principal of Mangosuthu University of Technology. My deputy chairperson is a woman, Mrs. Maneja, and many other women whose dedication, professionalism, leadership continue to raise the MUT flag high. Your unwavering support to excellence is making a meaningful difference. To the MUT community, I want you to know that we see you. We value your contribution. We sincerely appreciate you and the passion that you bring to the university every day. On behalf of the council, Siyabonga kakhulu, let's continue to grow this university. Thank you and happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed, Doc. On that very high note of Imbogodo, I love that you mentioned Imbogodo, Atinte Bafazi, Atinte Imbogodo. And this, as you share that this university is led by women, the chairperson of council herself as a woman, deputy chairperson of council as, and the interim vice chancellor and principal of our university, Prof. Rashila Songa, is indeed a woman. So we celebrate women. Indeed. No, thank you so much, Doc. We really appreciate your time and happy Friday.
Enjoy your weekend.
Siyabonga.
And goodbye.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.